Hello, I am Rabbi Moshe Schwab, and I'm glad you could be here with us today. And this is the accompanying teaching for our Torah portion, our Torah study for Shemot, Exodus 1:1 through 6:1. In the Torah portion for today, we see the beginnings of God's willingness to help mankind and save us from sin and pain in life. God reveals himself to Moshe and sends him on a journey to Egypt to help the Israelites, to deliver them from oppression, to keep his promise to bring them back to Canaan and to bring his people close to him through his commandments. Yeshua said, if you want to be my friend, keep my commandments. First of all, stay deeply connected to God. Don't let anything come between that connection. Have you ever heard your breath and have you ever held your breath, excuse me, and when you are done, you often take a deep breath. Perhaps that is how deeply we are to stay connected to God. We sometimes use the saying, that was a breath of fresh air, to mean something was refreshing or enjoyable. Shaul says, the word for inspiration in this verse is the word God breathed. Namely, scripture came from God. Man wrote down what God gave them. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Perhaps we could say that God's words give life. It's God breathed. All scripture is given by inspiration. It's God breathed. There was no New Testament portion at the time, so Shaul is talking about the Old Testament portion. We also know from the context that he meant the Old Testament portion because he talks about Timothy's mother teaching him about the Holy Scriptures, and his mother was Jewish. You can see that in Acts 16:1. Shaul says just before this scripture, but you must continue in the things which you have learned, talking to Timothy, and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. And it was, like I said, he learned the Holy Scriptures, the Old Testament Scriptures, from his mother. Acts 16:1 says, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed. Shaul believed it was important to keep the Old Testament Scriptures, as we can see from what he wrote. The next verses in the context say, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. So that is right after the other scriptures we just read, 2 Timothy 4:1 through 3. What are they to preach? He was talking about the Old Testament scriptures. Why are we talking about this? Some of us have heard this before, but we need to be reminded to keep God's commandments and not get tricked out of keeping them. Yeshua tells us to keep God's commandments. He is God. It's an issue in our day because so many have lost touch with the meaning of the scriptures. Once you understand, you can then begin being close to God by doing what he says. You reject him when you don't do what he says. Does that make sense? And like I said a little bit ago, Yeshua said, we are his friend if we keep God's commandments. That's John 15:14. It says in Matthew 19:17, But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. So why are people saying not to keep God's commandments? Stay away from ungodly sources. There are many good sources that can help you do what is right. Some try to use the Talmud to determine what is right, but the Talmud is only a commentary. Man-made books can help us at times, but we need to be discreet. There are literally thousands of books about the Bible, but not all of them are good. Commentaries that tell us not to keep God's commandments or that add man-made commandments will mess us up spiritually. Some treat the Talmud as though it is God's word. It is not. Some books are just made-up doctrine. The Bible actually says not to make up misapplied commandments. Deuteronomy 4:2 says, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Ritual is part of life, and some is not burdensome or bad, but ritual, unless it is commanded by God, is not a commandment of God." You would think that after reading what the Bible says, no one would dare contradict what we have been talking about. But that is what some people do anyway. We just read that we will have to stand in judgment before God for what we do. The audacity of some people amazes me. It doesn't seem they fear God. Yaakov said in James 3:1, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." These so-called teachers ramble on about what they don't understand and lead people to the lake of fire. So what's going to happen to them? That scripture in James encourages me to teach the truth. Did you know that Yeshua will judge us at the Bema? 2 Corinthians 5:10. That is the Greek word that is used when it says that we are to stand in front of the judgment seat of the Messiah, Yeshua. Bema is the Greek word used for where the Torah is read. I'm not kidding. Ask any Jewish person. Since Yeshua was Jewish, what do you think he meant when he said we will be judged at the Bema? A number of times, Yeshua affirmed he was Jewish. What gospel message do you think he was teaching if he said that the Old Testament portion was to be diligently kept? Again, he said that the Old Testament portion is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Some of you need some serious help if you can't figure this out. The problem we have today is that we are so far removed in time and theology, people have replaced the meaning of the scriptures, taken them out of their Jewish context, and created false doctrine. Yeshua also said in 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, "If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe." What are we supposed to do? Believe in the Messiah and keep his commandments. Yeshua said in John 14:15, "You love me, keep my commandments." Yeshua also said in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy." Yeshua said in Romans 3:31, "Do we make void the law through faith?" Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Are you lost? I hope not. Yohanan said in 1 John 3:4, "Sin is lawlessness." And in the Greek word the ancient rabbis used for Torah was nomia. The word lawlessness in 1 John is the word anomia, which is not to keep the Torah. So sin is not to keep the Torah. Yochanan goes on to say that he who sins is of the devil. 1 John 3:8. There are a lot of good people out there that have been lied to. No one would have listened to Yeshua or Shaul if they were saying not to keep God's commandments. Don't mess with God. He wants what is best for us, and his ways are best because he is God and we are not. There are things in life we may consider as leading us right. The thrills and frills of some spirituality don't lead us to God. Stay at peace and seek his ways. It's more simple to be close to God than we think. Observe Shabbat, it says. So start doing it. Lying to others is not treating them right. It's not being loving. Leviticus 19:18. So stop lying. Kepha talked about having good virtues in our life. Learn to be courteous and kind. It is scriptural. 2 Peter 1:5-7 says, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. The commandment to love others in Leviticus 19:18 is an important commandment. It says, you shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord, in all caps, Yehovah, I am Yehovah. Shaul said in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So we see a lot of virtues here, don't we? Synagogues at that time were called schools of virtue. That's why we see early leaders teaching us about loving others and having good virtues. The Gentiles especially needed to understand this. Shaul called his synagogue the school of Tyrannus, probably having something to do with God's power. Tyrannus could be taken to mean amazing power. Shaul still taught virtues, as we can see. Shaul was teaching us to do what is right. When I say do what is right and good, that's quoting scripture, Deuteronomy. When we unwrap God's light, it enhances our life. We should understand that doing what is right helps us to live a better life. After all, keeping God's commandments are profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is a simple message, isn't it? 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, that is in the Messiah. And Christ, Messiah essentially refers to Messiah, it means to be smudged in the Greek, and so anointed. HaMashiach is the anointed one. In the Hebrew. The devil deceived Eve. How did he do that? The devil reasoned with her to not keep God's commandment, didn't he? That's what's happening in our time. People are listening to wrong advice and teachings and being reasoned out of their relationship with God and eternal life. The word righteousness actually means to do what is right, but some teach that it isn't necessary to do what is right. It's a contradiction of terms. Noah did what was right by being righteous, and because he did what was right, he saved the world. The Messiah came to help us live right through God's commandments and the help of the Holy Spirit so that we could be a righteous people who live right and be saved. That's how Yeshua saved us. Saves us. Yeshua said in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. People are being deceived by false teachers. Kepha said in 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. So resist these people, or you will end up in the lake of fire with them. I like the imagery of this scripture. I want to be on that highway of holiness. Isaiah 35:8 says, a highway shall be there in a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. God is our Redeemer. He brings us back to Him. God helps us, and His commandments show us the ways of life. Isaiah 48:17 through 18 says, thus says the Lord, that Lord, Yehovah, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am Yehovah your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Doesn't that sound great? I want peace like a river. God's word and His commandments bless us. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, of Jehovah, and in His law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Psalms 1:1-3. God is good, and He cares about everyone. He is a merciful God and eagerly desires we return to Him. God guides those who are humble towards Him to be good people. It says, good and upright is Yehovah. Therefore, He teaches sinners in the way. The humble He guides in justice, and the humble He teaches His way. All the paths of Yehovah are mercy and truth to such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. Psalms 25:8-10. God's ways show us best how to live and can give us wonderful joy. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalms 16:11. Psalms 23:2-3 says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. There is blessing in doing things God's way. There is a steep fall off for those who replace God with worldly ways. Proverbs 19:23 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. In Proverbs 22:4-5 it says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who guards his soul will be far from them. It tells us to listen to God and fear Him. People that don't trust in God and break God's commandments are most often rewarded with trouble and problems. Why wouldn't we want to trust in the Creator of the universe? Start living in faith and trust in God. Israel had lived in Egypt with all its ungodly influence, and somehow they got things together enough to trust in God. I've heard Bible teachers say that Israel didn't trust in God. About 2 million people left their homes in Egypt by trusting in God. That is some amazing trust. God came through for them. Why don't we get with it like Israel and trust in God and do things His way? So I'd like to conclude now with the Aaronic benediction. And it actually says in Numbers 6:27 that we're to put God's name on His people. But what if we're just putting the name, Hashem, on His people? Are we putting God's name on His people? So I will use the real name of God. Yeverecha Yehovah ve'yishmerecha. Yahya panav lecha bichuneka. Yisa Yehovah panav lecha v'esem lecha shalom. Yehovah bless you and keep you. Yehovah make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yehovah lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. May everywhere that you go, Yehovah be with you and keep you. Well, God bless. Shabbat shalom and Shavua tov. Have a good week.